on, you know, on the calendar sometimes, but I still like to physically write things down. And I think if you have it in multiple places, and if the whole, we also have a blackboard that we put in the mudroom, like a magnetic board and a whiteboard. And I feel like as long as you have it in multiple places, someone should not miss anything.
Yeah, you got to have it at least more than one place, right? I get the little, you know, I do get the little ding reminder on my phone every day.
That is very nice. I have to say, having, you know, the iPhone and or smartphone, having the reminder to remind you, it'll be going off. You're like, what's going on? So that is a great reminder to keep things, you know, on track.
It's good stuff. So what else is going on with you?
So I'm collecting some items for Father's Day. So Father's Day is right around the corner.
You know what, I'm going to put myself out there. If you need anything tested on, by the way, thank you to our friends from Gillette. I'm still using that little razor thing that they sent me over the holidays. That thing
is
good.
Yeah, that was great.
I like that.
Companies are very, really, you know, I'm trying to gather items, you know, and look at things that are a little different. I mean, obviously, you know, the grilling, I've gotten a lot of, you know, emails about, hey, here's this new grilling gadget. You know, I'm trying to think beyond that, though, in terms of getting something, you know, fun, new for Dad, versus a tie or like a grill or some sort of grilling gadget.
You know, there are a lot of great stuff out there, especially now. My good friend Chris Poublon, who is hitting all the buttons and making it all sound good in the other room, the comedy boy, he is huge on the smoker.
Actual smoking food.
Yeah, right? So even just some of those little flavored...
The wood chips?
Wood chips, yeah.
Like the hickory or...
Yeah. Now, those are not cheap. That'd be a good gift, too, right? Then you come over with the steaks in one hand, the wood chips in the other, and you go, here, make this up for me.
Here, make it up.
I would do it.
Yeah, there's lots of great seasonings that you can add. And I was just at one store the other day that had the thermometers to put in, like different kits and packages that you can use for the grill. So there are some pretty good things. I did pick up an early Father's Day gift from my husband. It was the red Solo cup that everyone uses when you're somewhere out and about for beverages.
Oh, of course.
There was it was like a necklace of a red Solo cup, and the back of the cup was an actual bottle opener.
Oh, I love
that. He'll be the hit of any party he goes to this summer with that.
See, I like that. My prized possession are my Reef flip-flops, my sandals that I have. Have you seen those?
I have not.
Because on the bottom of each one, there is a bottle opener.
On your flip-flops?
Oh, at the bottom of the flip-flops, buddy. I'm telling you.
That's a pretty cool invention.
Yeah, it's very good. Reef.
I have a company sending me, the Boston-based company, and
yes,
they're sending me, you know, a couple of their T-shirts. They have a T-shirt that has a bottle opener on it.
That'd be a little heavy, though, I think. Wouldn't it? Wearing a T-shirt?
Oh, I don't know. They're going to send it to me. It's
we'll have to check that out together.
Have to check it out. It's a Boston-based company. They're only online. It's Spreadshirt, and they have some really cool, fun shirts for Dad. Some Boston-based sayings and fun stuff. So
well,
you'll
listen,
have to check it out.
If they need a spokesmodel, you know that I
try it out, too.
Well, I wear nothing but T-shirts, you know, because I'm in here in the studio most of the time. So we need to meet up with these guys if they need
check
something.
It out. It's called their bottle opener shirt, which I thought was nice.
I
have it handy on you.
I know that
you
wouldn't
be carrying anything.
Well, you would, like you said, you'd be amazed what a hit you are at a party because, you know, we're all starting to drink more and more of the craft beers that, you know, you need a bottle opener for. And, you know, nothing like getting to a party, a little cookout, or maybe a beach party. And, you know, you bring a beautiful six-pack of beer and everybody goes, nobody's got an opener.
That is kind of crazy.
So I just flip off my flip-flops and go, I'll open your beer.
I know my husband is, for Father's Day, would like to do over his man cave. And we went to a party last weekend. And he was shocked. It was a man cave, but it was three different rooms. And he had so much paraphernalia in there. And this gentleman had a wood pizza oven in the backyard.
What?
Yeah. It was a great a friend of mine. And it was a great setup he had there. So my husband's, like, thinking ahead. Okay, I need to do something with my man cave and also update my backyard barbecue scenario.
That is amazing.
It was really nice. It was really nice.
So we got the Father's Day thing coming on. And please, you know, guys, we get ripped off every year. You know, as, you know.
Oh, you think so? I don't think so.
Oh, absolutely.
What would you like as a Father's Day gift?
You know what? I would just like to spend more time. Wait a minute. Oh, I, that was left over from Mother's Day.
So rude. I'm going to get you a Yankee candle.
Oh, yeah. What's...
You know, they have the dad collection.
No. What does it smell like? Beer?
They launched these new fragrances. It's from their Man Candle collection. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a bacon candle, a bacon-scented candle.
Yeah.
They also have a movie night candle, which smells like buttered popcorn.
Ooh.
And they also have their, I guess they launched this last year, and they have three favorites as part of the man candles. The Riding Mower, the First Down, and Man Town.
I kind of like the smell of the freshly mown grass. I don't like the actual...
It's nice. It'll be a nice addition to any man cave.
Yeah. Yeah. Spilt beer is one of my favorites, but... That's
you know, I am surprised they didn't come up with a beer.
Yeah, you would think.
Candles.
I don't know. I still like those ocean-y smells myself.
No bacon-scented candle for you.
You know what? I drew the line over Valentine's Day. I got bacon peanut brittle. It was like the peanut brittle stuff, but there was
bacon flavored.
Bacon, yeah, with chips of real bacon in it. It was amazing.
Bacon is a big trend. Everywhere you go, you will see there's bacon flavored chocolate. Was in a store in New York that had bacon flavored candy bars. It's a big trend.
You know what? Everything's better with bacon. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You can even
kids don't like when I get the soy bacon.
No, see,
the turkey bacon.
The silver fox has got me. You know what? It tastes like cardboard. Why don't I just fry up the bun?
My husband compares it to the dog treat.
So if people want to find out what you're up to these days, we'll send them over to trendymommies.com.
That's it. And follow me on Twitter at trendymommies.
Yeah, that's the best way. I'd love, you know, that's a good place to go.
Twitter is always a fun place to engage in
conversation. People can tweet you as well?
They can.
Just right there, right?
At trendymommies. That's the Twitter handler.
Very good. All right, Anne-Marie, we'll talk next week and give us some more, a list of stuff that you want to get me for Father's Day.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye, Anne-Marie.
Bye.
That's our trendy mommy, Anne-Marie Selden, a regular contributor every Tuesday on 980 WCAP. Quick break, and then, is that a Russo sighting? Excuse me. The one and only, I'll try to get a breath because I won't get in one edgewise. The one and only Dave Russo joins us next here on 980 WCAP.
I'm Patty.